This poem is called Civic Symphony, a rehearsal for the real thing, in air quotes. There is a familiar saying that goes something like this. What makes music music is not the notes themselves, but actually the spaces between them. One note does not a song make. Those body bags of battlefield bugles could never replace the sound of a single beating heart. And unlike the nature of modern day politics, it is incredibly easy to tell the difference between a concerto or one person just making noise. Sure, it's more than possible to make music alone. In fact, it's sometimes easier to play for the audience of one we have in our mind. And though that is plenty to fill a chest cavity, it is not how you fill a church. There will always be the occasional solo made noticeably more dynamic by the difference in tenor and tone between it and the rest of the band, but there is no such thing as an anthem for one. By definition, it is a machination of many, a thing that can only exist in the company of each other, a thing that must be collectively conjured like prayers that become more and more true the more that people join in unison, because God is more android than algorithm. And we all know what that means. It means God has really terrible Bluetooth headphones. What if this right here, right now, is actually how democracy works? The space between the elections, where we too often find ourselves seated together, both sides of the aisle, spectating in silence. How is that any different than being apart? I like to believe that America is sheet music that cannot happen without us, without you, without me, without the poor, without the pious. It is folk, it is funk, it is jazz, it is gospel. And in a country that routinely selects leaders who cannot read music, it is imperative that all of us, even those of us who do not know how to sing, put down our phones and our guns and help yourself to a tambourine. Or learn how to play the flipping spoons, because when I am president, there will be no chicken in every pot. There will be a string quartet outside of every single polling place. Their set list striking the perfect balance between playing down the Titanic and Mendelssohn's Wedding March, a Midsummer's Night marrying of us to an American dream. And though the music that they make on those election days where they play and pray, however infrequently, will burn radiant, it is only because of how diligently they practice on all of the days that they considered themselves Americans in between.